then, it would be necking.
Okay. What if a boy asks a girl to marry him and she doesn't want him, what do you say she did to him?
Turn him down.
Turn him down. Mm-hmm. What about if it's been getting kind of serious and all of a sudden she stopped letting him come over?
Well, that would depend on circumstances. There'd be some circumstances in which I'd say that was a jilting. She jilted him.
Okay. Let me see. But let's say the opposite happens. You might say then they become what?
Engaged.
Okay, and then after that they get
married.
Okay. And at a wedding, the man who stands up with the groom is the
best man.
Okay. And the girl that stands up with the bride is the
either the maid or the matron of honor.
Okay. You see, and then sometimes after a wedding, or at least they used to, I don't know, I don't think they do it at all anymore. There's this kind of noisy burlesque thing outside the house after a wedding.
Yes, but I can't think of the name of it. In fact, that I've never witnessed one. I think the only one that I've ever seen was in Oklahoma.
Okay, you've never seen one in this part of the country? Okay.
But of course, I was raised in the city.
Yeah.
And
but I've had country informants tell me the same thing. I just don't think they happen around here. In the Midwest, they're called chivalry.
I remember the term now from Oklahoma.
Yeah, I think it's strictly a Yankee, New England kind of thing that went west.
Mm-hmm. I think it might also be Irish, because I think I've not that term, although it sounds like it could be Irish origin. But then I do think, though, the Irish do have a sort of custom like that.
Okay. I think we might have already talked about this, but if you're talking about from here, let's say if you're talking about somebody you ran into in, let's say, Chattanooga, you might say, I saw him where?
In Chattanooga.
Would you ever use a phrase like, I saw him up in Chattanooga?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, what about Atlanta?
Well, from Augusta, we'd always say someone would go up to Atlanta and down to Savannah. Mm-hmm. It seems strange to me in Athens to hear people say, we are going down to Atlanta for the weekend. Because it's hard for me to, I haven't gotten my own geography straightened, right, even after 6 years of living in Athens.
Right. What about Augusta to Columbia?
Either up or over to Columbia.
Over. Okay. Let me see. If somebody...
It's funny. It's interesting, too, that I've often heard people say, going up to Charleston or down to Charleston. It all depends on the way the person is thinking. If a person is thinking in terms of everything above the Savannah, north of the Savannah River as being north, then they're thinking of going up to Charleston. But they're thinking just purely geographically, according to the latitude, they'll say down to Charleston.
Okay. By the way, you've already told me this. Okay. I don't need to ask that question. Would you use that in relation to a family or a place? Would you say somebody lives up at the Browns, for example?
Mm-hmm. I don't think so.
Or over to the Browns? Over at the Browns?
You might say something like, I don't know.